Chapter 43. The time has come, an address to the members of the inner school. We regard it as a great privilege for the spiritual school that it has been able, with the indispensable help of the radiation power of Christ, to form a truly Gnostic magnetic field, which is becoming ever more raised above what is earthly, and in which real profound peace reigns, besides dynamic purposefulness. Such a situation can be realized only when every participant in such a magnetic field goes the path ever more fully and in total self-surrender, and watches very seriously that he does not transfer his own difficulties and tensions, arising in his own sometimes very fierce struggle, onto the group. Undoubtedly, all of you, as members of the nucleus of the school, gratefully experience such a Gnostic magnetic field, and you will do so all the more fully if you view the ability of the magnetic radiation field to spread itself as being of world-encompassing significance. Because the astral field of the kind that the spiritual school has is coming closer and closer to the Gnostic radiations, and the membership of the young Gnostic Brotherhood to the universal Brotherhood chain of Christ has become a fact, it has been made possible for you to realize the Gnostic consciousness. We can therefore say on this basis that with the members of the inner school, we have reached a new spiritual phase, and together we have entered it. The liberation of the human being longing for light can be achieved solely by means of a creative synthesis of the original divine order, i.e., the Holy Spirit, which will be poured out over all. Only then will the human be able to reflect perfectly the spiritual light that is omnipresent. You must realize thoroughly that a creation is maintained as long as there are a few who can convert their possibility into a positive result. But times are accelerating. However, as this course of the world and humanity is accelerating much faster than could have been suspected, we can describe such things as coming and developing. But their vibration and their speed depend on many factors far above and beyond the status of this world. Or rather, we cannot predict and determine that speed. However, what is certain is that the manifestation of a new era has commenced. It is in this that the Christ radiation will once again link the human being with this creative synthesis. Not restricted to the three-dimensional world, this divine spirit will guide the soul human being to a life in the highest spiritual sense. It is out of this Holy Spirit, in the light and the power of Christ, that we in our inner school will try to live in what the Bible calls daily walking with God. If your life were to be really attuned to that divine light, your being would be affected by encounter protein power, or put differently, by a totally new first connecting substance, which in the end will have to express itself in the reality of your life. For the development and the circulatory processes of the life forces which are primarily necessary, the members of the inner school are asked to work with the new etheric building substances according to an orderly plan that has been projected in advance. As pupils of the inner school, you are assuming an exclusive position in the various aspects of our work and the working field, in which pupils are living and working on a daily basis. It is attempted to carry out the work without the many painful incidents that always accompany work on the physical plane. The inviolability of the magnetic body, the spirit flowing in on this basis, and the blessings of the chain of the universal Gnostic Brotherhood can be ensured only when the astral field of each one of you and that of the living body of the spiritual school remain completely unmoved by the influences of this nature, and when your high calling from God is attuned to that. Every astral disturbance in you, usually caused by turmoil in your emotional state and your mental activity, causes a corresponding disturbance in the astral sphere of the living body of the school. This results in a disharmonious merging of that sphere into the ordinary astral field of the nature of death. You can see what could be the consequences of that. A severance of the magnetic body and its entire population from the chain of the universal Brotherhood of Christ and from the Spirit. And the result? Immediately, the living body and all its members would be given over to the eons of the nature of death and all their powers. Try to realize why you, as an exceptional group, are constantly being exhorted to make a positive and definitive decision to make your life meet the minimum requirements for soul human beings who truly long for the entrance of the Spirit. We have the mission of establishing the Mystery School of the Golden Rosy Cross in time, but we need to be mindful of the fact that all such work has a temporary character. You need to realize this very consciously. The servants of the Gnosis come and go and return again at certain times. For this reason, there is a beginning and, seen from the point of view of time and space, always an end. For example, there is a time when there are seekers and the ears open up for the voice of the Gnosis, and there is a time when the ears are closed again. Hence, there is a time when the work must be taken in hand, and in which the mission must be carried out with vigor and devotion, and everyone and everything must be made use of, because the end is coming. The time is coming when the work will have no effect and the net can no longer be cast into the human sea of life. This time is very close. At that psychological moment, all who have been accepted into the electromagnetic field of the Mystery School, and so will join the journey away from here, will devote themselves to a totally new work, one that has nothing to do with the work here in enemy territory. The fact that the possibility of working in the Vale of Tears and Sorrow is only temporary has been known at all times, because it is a phenomenon occurring at all times. Read what Paul has written about this in his second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Please note, this statement, and that is why we are quoting it, has once again come into effect in the present stage of the spiritual school. All of you have become very familiar with the work of the spiritual school and all its aspects. You have experienced how much this work is characterized by the realization, now it must happen, for now the time has come. That is why the work of the spiritual school of the Golden Rosy Cross always has that image of intense activity, of that ever-recurring now. For each one of you, the time could be there at any moment, notwithstanding individual differences, for in the goodness as to the Christ there is individual growth. We have reached a crisis in our collective radiation field long ago, as you know. And as our collective radiation field is a unity in which individuality is preserved, you will have to make a conscious individual decision. The question is this: either you will move and live with Christ in the spirit-soul field, in the absolute new essence, or with the name of Christ on your lips, you will continue to make use of his power for the benefit of dialectics. Be willing, therefore, with the clear understanding of our present time, to accept the task given to you by the Brotherhood of Immortal Souls, and in willingness to serve, to dedicate yourselves fully to the goal that the inner school holds up before its members. You know that the heart sanctuary, the head sanctuary, and the sanctuary of life, that is the power of the nucleus of the developing soul, are of the utmost importance in the life of the servant in the divine vineyard. The heart is, because of the presence of the heart atom and the kundalini force concentrated around it. The head sanctuary is, because all the threads of self-realization come together there, and because the whole new genesis depends on the cavity behind the frontal bone opening up for the soul radiation, as this place is the altar for the golden wonder flower. And thirdly, it is clear to you that the developing soul state requires your absolute and continuous attention. It is absolutely possible during your entire daily life, irrespective of what activity you are engaged in, to hold on to the nucleus power and its principle in the background of your being, and to make it radiate right through everything in your heart, in your head, and in your soul. Will you therefore persevere in trying to lead the Gnostic aim of life as presented to you to a good end, with the help of the guidelines developed in this service, and with the whole thrust of the chain of the universal brotherhood of Christ behind you? If you decide to do this from within and before your inner tribunal, you will receive the blessings in store for you with this new impetus of life. Turn the golden wonder flower received by you into a radiant rose of the Gnostic mysteries. Be faithful, just as the Brotherhood of Immortal Souls, among whom is our leader of the young Gnostic Brotherhood, Jan van Rijkenborg, who is closest to us, will be faithful to you in all eternity. Whoever has ears to hear has today heard what is soon to happen.